had recently made a recording of his ventriloquism act.
Franklin comes alive.
He hoped it would break down racial barriers and maybe be a crossover hit.
It ain't easy being white. It ain't easy being brown. All this pressure to be bright. I got children all over town.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's also Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com if you would like to email today. All right, there you go. That's Jeff Dunham. That was just bizarre is what that was.
Yeah, I would recommend seeing that. That was unnerving.
It was a little unnerving, especially because I find, like 5 seconds in, you find yourself talking to the puppet. And you know it's just a piece of molded polystyrene. There I am having a conversation with it.
He let me stick my hand inside the puppet.
All right. 503-733.
You're making the construction workers feel bad.
503-733-2970.
You could touch it.
Thank you. All right. And apparently it is also hot where you are. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it's your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From higher top, the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Tim Riley reporting. An excessive heat warning is now in effect, as is a smog advisory. It is 95 miserable degrees. It says here...
It was 97 earlier, though. It was 97.
It's going to get hotter. Believe you me.
No, I knew Tim is the voice of doom. Tim is the... But it's cooling now. No, it's not. You're all going to suffer and die like pigs.
It says here, slow down. Avoid strenuous activity. If you must do strenuous activity, do so in the coolest part of the day.
Yeah.
4 a.m.
Yeah, Jerry. What are you doing working? What are you doing there trying to feed your family? Knock it off.
Wear a sunblock and carry a hat. If you have to work outdoors, stay outdoors.
Does Chris really,
If you work indoors, stay indoors.
Who needs these tips? Really? Let me
if
just tell
you. If you have heat stroke, be polite.
If you need...
Call 911 and say, I have heat stroke.
If you need this advice, we're really better off without you in the gene pool anyway. Rick, you were talking... I'm sorry, rim shot, please. Rick, you were talking to a dummy. Now you know how Sarah feels. Thank you, sir. I used to like kids, too, till I had them tell Scott his kids would be better behaved if they weren't so hot. Can you imagine... No, I mean, do we all have air conditioning here?
And that's a newborn, too, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, at least that's working.
Yeah, you can't put a newborn... The baby oven is only for right after they're born. You can't just... See, and I... Here's me. I actually pondered leaving the air conditioner on for my dog when I left the house, and I did not. You know, but I there was a moment, man, because I'm wearing a fur coat all day. Rick, hot. Talk about hot. You don't want to know how hot it is. On my my way home during lunch, I passed an old guy waiting for the Max at 102nd and Burnside. What is he wearing? Wool slacks and a knit wool sweater. Plus crazy Argyle sock type things on his head. The best part is he was waiting on the platform to go to Gresham. Let's see. How about this? We've got tickets to the International Fight League to give away as well. God damn, it's just endless emails about the... How about this? Rick, please to inform your listeners that there is a whacked-out homeless man on Southwest 5th and Taylor prancing around with an unsheathed katana, which I believe is a sword. FYI.
That might be one of the Max drivers.
Hopefully the cops will taser him soon and provide Tim Riley with some fresh news. How about this? Rick, you want hot bitches? Says this email. I used to work in a greenhouse. Those panty waist to shut their quiche holes. Let me tell you about hot. You don't know from hot. This email continues in the same voice that my grandmother used to use. I had to water 6 greenhouses full of baskets, and on a day like today, I had to do it twice. The average temperature inside was 135 degrees. The humidity was 100%. I'm sorry. The temperature was 135 degrees. The humidity was 100%. The water that condensed on the inside of the houses would rain down on me, and it was hotter than a shower. I could see my breath because the air was so saturated. I couldn't even turn the hose over my head because it was full of fungus. I'm sorry. I couldn't even turn the hose over my head because it was full of fungicides and fertilizer. I had to run outside every 5 minutes to cool myself off from the well hose. But that didn't work either, because I drank too much before putting my head underneath the ice-cold stream. My stomach seized up, and the shock of the cold water in my body made my heart seize up. Seriously, I almost had a full-blown heart attack at the tender age of 25. Fortunately, it was just horrible cramps and vomiting in the sun. And then he signs it again. You don't know from hot. Oh, my God. All right. Let's see here. What are we,
News.
All right, here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, a grocery store employee in Tennessee stabbed 8 co-workers with large butcher knives today. The attack occurred
It's hot there, too. That's the worst part.
Schnucks Supermarket.
Schnucks.
On the outskirts of Memphis, investigators don't know what the motive was. The suspect is under arrest, but he complained of chest pains and was taken to a hospital.
All right.
Joe Lieberman, bring out the big guns. Trying to win re-election. He's brought Bill Clinton to speak to his constituents.
Now, see, here's the thing about this. Oh, do we have sound on this? Is this Bank 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bank 2.
Let's see. The thing about this is Hillary Clinton already said that she wouldn't support him. And yet Bill Clinton is supporting him. So I don't know what that's all about.
I couldn't be more excited about it. Bill Clinton and I are friends for 36 years to help me in my first run for office as state senator. We kept in touch.
Oh, my God.
He called me in 1991 and said, you remember I supported you for state senator? He said, well, how about supporting me for president?
A whole party full of beta males. It's just sad. All right. There you go. Scotty. Oh, is Scotty here?
I'm not sure.
Scotty, can you hear me? All right. No, apparently not. I wonder if he's...
Oh, yeah, it is time to...
Oh, is he feeding the meter? Okay, never mind. All right.
We should check.
Let's check.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
He must be out.
Go ahead, Tim.
Among the three best places to live in the United States, voted by Money Magazine.
Wait, don't tell me. The three best places in the continental United States to live?
No, here in Oregon.
Oh, here in
number
Oregon.
Number one.
Oh, number one.
What number one is?
Bend.
No, the neighborhood where the plane crashed.
Well, is that because real estate prices have suddenly dropped?
Apparently this was written before that.
Oh, we're sorry. Okay. Let's see. How about this? This is from our good friend. Let me find the. This is from our good friend Todd the Corpse.
Come on.
Subject line: Todd on fire. Rick, I just remembered a time during my summer of construction in the Yakima Valley that will amuse you. I was in the corner of a field welding the bottom of a fence. Oh, this is already brilliant. Mm-hmm. It was 115 degrees outside. I was using a fire torch and wearing protective leathers and a black welding helmet. Unbeknownst to me, I had accidentally set the field on fire with some of my sparks. Not only was I surrounded by a wall of 4-foot flames while I was crouched down in the middle of it, but I myself was literally on fire. Both my pants and my shirt.
I can't feel my legs anymore.
The funny thing was, the heat in eastern Washington during the summer is so oppressive. I couldn't tell the difference between the heat from the weather and actually being consumed by fire. My coworkers had to wade through the flames and tap me on the shoulder to let me know. Oh, my God in heaven. I think the heat is making everything funnier. This subject line is just, God damn it, Tim. Richard Dawson is not dead! Exclamation mark. Why does Tim Riley think everyone is dead? What is wrong with him? It's just death, death, death. He is always wrong. All right. I don't know whether Richard Dawson is dead or not.
The last time I heard Richard Dawson was dead.
All right. Back to you, Tim.
Meanwhile, a Carlisle man is dead in an unusual accident on North Bedford Street. Cumberland County Coroner's Office says Mark Trimble of Henderson Street apparently fell from a ground-level porch and landed on the broken handle of a pick that was standing upright in his yard at 11 at night.
On a what?
The cause of death is a perforated chest wound received when the handle impaled his chest.
Oh.
Apparently, Trimble didn't see the wooden pick handle.
You think?
He died at the scene.
Okay.
The coroner's office continues to investigate who knows what.
Take your pick.
What more needs to be known?
Oh, my God.
Death.
I think I've actually injured myself laughing. Let me see if there's anything else here. Let's see. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Jerry's weather report. Rick, I have heard you say countless times that you are there because of us, the listeners. I know, says this email, that we can be whiny, bitchy, and selfish, and a bunch of bastards. But let's be honest. Photos of Sarah, scantily clad and glistening, are what we, the listeners, want. Nay, what we demand. Give us what we want. Keep us happy and we will keep listening. Feed us with screaming hot photos of Sarah and we will patronize the advertisers. Do it, Rick. Do it now.
There's a link on my website today.
Well, there you go.
Sarah's modeling pictures.
Oh, thank you.
Not scantily clad and glistening. But they're very great. They're great photos. And again, I'll be very clear about this, that we said Sarah's done some modeling. It's very classy, sophisticated modeling for kind of this retro, kind of a rockabilly kind of place. But they're cool. They're just flat. I mean, she looks great, but they're
Joni's
flat out.
Joni's a really good photographer.
And they're great clothes, and you're the right person to wear them. They really are very beautiful photographs. Do you link to them, Tim?
Yep.
You said? Okay, so Tim Riley Media.
On my webpage today.
Wait, let's watch the site crash in 3, 2, 1. TimRileyMedia.com for photos of Sarah who just did a modeling shoot. So you can go check
it's
those
right
out.
It's right after my little story about my wonderful GE appliances.
So what's
about
in
your microwave?
Is everything shoved into your freezer right now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the only part of the refrigerator that is still functioning.
It's like in Apollo 13 when they all have to hide in the LEM.
I want to thank everyone who volunteered to come over and fix it. But the repair people are on the way.
Okay.
So.
Oh.
All right. Let's see. Scotty's keeping track of what we got to do right now. Oh, hey, you know, while I'm thinking about it, we're not going to break yet, but while I'm thinking about it, right there in my hand, Scotty, let's take. Is Scotty even back? Hello?
No.
I'm just waiting to see if he types something. Yes, he is. Okay. We're going to take caller number 5 here, Scotty. We're going to give caller number 5 pair tickets to the International Fight League, which happens September 9th, which features Matt Lindland's Portland Wolfpack. It happens at Memorial Coliseum. We'll take caller number 5. I know that it's a little hot to pick up the phone and dial right now, but it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. A pair of tickets to see Matt Lindland's Portland Wolfpack, among others, fighting in the International Fight League, September 9th at Memorial Coliseum. Here's what we've got to get to. What?
There was just a big yawn, right?
I heard that. I heard a lot of... Here's what we got to get to. Top 5. Week in Geek and CJ the Vegan acting like a tool. What should we do? Someone choose. Choose and perish.
Well, the choice is again.
I don't want Tim to do a penis watch.
Tim, do you want to do... Well, what watches haven't we got to?
All of them.
All of them.
Thank you. Oh, Richard, remember that guy Rodriguez who started... Everybody has started ending their emails with out, by the way. Chris, out. Rodriguez, out. Rodriguez says, and this is exactly how it's written, and you can look at the screen if you don't believe me. It says here, it is written now phonetically from Rodriguez... Meester Emerson, please to play the sounder Senor Duran has so graciously created with a K. Rodriguez out. P.S. I love my sister and so can you for $20. All right. This is because that is Rodriguez who Aaron Duran, who is also of swarthy lineage, created a sounder for Rodriguez, which I was reluctant to play because it made all of us, because we are all very white on this program, and it made us all feel very, very awkward. We might play it later. All right, what are we doing here? A watch of some kind?
A watch of penises.
Penis is that like a gaggle of geese? A pride of lions? My God, man, it's a whole watch of penises.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
It's so hot. I wonder how hot it is in here. Is there... Tim, hold on a second. Don't read it quite yet.
I'm just gonna prop open this door for a second.
Oh, there's a breeze coming in here.
Sweet life-giving oxygen.
Oh, it's so nice.
When... the bar is set so low for happiness at CBS Radio. Wait, do we have a refrigerator? Hey, do we have there's no one in engineering.
There's no refrigerator for me anywhere.
There's no. You can't bring your stuff here.
Anywhere. You don't have a refrigerator here.
Anywhere.
You don't have a refrigerator at home. Maybe that's why. Did somebody steal something from your home? I'm looking for a thermometer. Does anybody have a thermometer?
I don't think so.
Why would anyone have a thermometer?
Because they're engineers. They have.
I always carry one with me.
I was going to try to get a thermometer so that we could find out how hot it was in the studio here. Yeah, I know it's not like, guy working construction hot or guy in a bus hot, you know.
But three people sharing the same air in a tiny little room.
Three people in an airless sarcophagus of a studio. I don't mean to complain because we have a better job than most people. I'm the first to admit that. We got a great job. We love what we do. We're very lucky.
Yes.
But it also can't be denied that it's hot in here and there is no air. I don't just mean there's no air conditioner. I mean, there's no air at all that circulates in here.
It's like living in a Russian space station.
Really?
Without the vodka.
We're basically doing this show from inside a sealed tomb. They're just going to put some mummified cats in here and like some herbs. And then what's his name? Richard Carter will come and dig us out in 100 years. All right. Where are we doing? Penis? Here we go. Yeah.
Well, a man who cut off his own penis in a drunken bet had it stitched back on by a Latvian...
I bet I can end up on the Rick Emerson show.
This is done by Latvian doctors, the first operation in the country's history.
Yes.
While heavily under the influence of alcohol... well, this is Eastern Europe. Used to be part of Russia. Under the influence of alcohol, the 30-year-old made a bet with his friend for 1,000 lats, which is $2,360. A lifetime salary for most Latvians. That he would cut off his penis, according to a Latvian public television report.
Okay. Oh.
He was brought to the hospital bleeding profusely. We had a few cases of penis trauma before, when it was cut half off or damaged, but this is the first time it was totally off. Oh. It was brought to the hospital in a plastic bag. Said the microsurgeon, whose name is Alvaris Tenovas, at Glasievius Hospital.
What kind of a Latvian name is that?
I don't know.
All right.
This is in the Latvian capital of Riga. The operation lasted 3.5 hours as doctors had to sew nerves back together. The first operation of its kind in the world was carried out in 1977, but it's very rare, adding that such surgery was sometimes needed after bomb explosions. The surgeon said he was very proud of his put-back-together penis, but said he was really angry that the patient did it to himself. Doctors say it would take 4 to 5 days to assess if the operation was successful. It would take about a half a year to be sure that the man's penis is functioning properly as a Latvian should be.
In accordance with Latvian law. There's your penis watch.
According to the penal code. Look at my enormous penis.
I'm ignoring that.
My troubles start a melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
Lou called and said that everyone at Coca-Cola loves our show. Is that right, Scott? Yes, Lou called at Coca-Cola. This grammar is just all over the place. Lou called at Coca-Cola. Anyway.
From Coca-Cola.
Oh, especially the penis watch. Great. Lou at Coca-Cola said the crew loves us down there. Well, hello, Lou.
Hello.
Hello. Why did we start doing that?
Because it's Don and Mike.
Is that a Don and Mike thing? Hello. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's take this call. This is if you feel bad about your life right now. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, what's up, brother? You're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you?
Pretty good. You know what garbage smells like when it's 100 degrees out?
No, do you?
Yes, I'm picking up garbage right now. That is my job.
Oh, what? And it's like 98 degrees out there.
Yes, it is. And I'm picking up garbage in Woodburn, if you know where that is.
Oh, I know where Woodburn is. Yeah.
So that's like twice as worse as if I was doing it in Portland.
No, that's a bad scene. So what time does your day start?
4 o'clock this morning.
When does your day end?
I'm almost done right now. I'm heading back to my shop, so I'm done actually picking up the actual garbage. I just got to dump it out of my truck now.
Do you have air conditioning in your truck, sir?
Yeah, but it doesn't work very good because after about an hour, the truck starts overheating.
Oh, see, and then you got to do that thing where you got to turn on the heat to drain, to leach the heat off the oven or the engine.
The truth is, I was doing that just as you were talking about on the radio.
And so let me ask you this. So we've been talking about this. Is there a big landfill somewhere in Portland where everybody just goes and throws all their garbage in a hole somewhere? Cities usually have one of those.
Oh, there's no hole there. People just dump it there.
Just the whole city of St. John's. Is there a huge landfill somewhere where guys just go and dump stuff in Portland?
Not really. A lot of it goes down. Do you know where Brooks is?
I do.
there's a burner there, and they just burn the trash, which is probably great for the environment.
Oh, great. That's what that smell inside my lungs is, then.
Yes, that is.
All right. Well, stay cool, brother. Go, as we told the other guy, go drink something cold and bad for you.
I will. Love your show, man.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Spread the word. There you go. That's Matt picking up and dumping garbage, 100 degrees. All right. Let's break here. Here's what we're going to do. We'll play the Week in Geek, finally. We will break, and then we will come back. We have the top five to do, and this message from CJ, the gutless vegan. Let me find the... all right, so, Sarah, am I turned up over there? All right, so we're just going to play the Week in Geek. We'll come back. We'll talk about CJ, and we'll do the top five. It's hot, kids. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're going to be back after this. Don't go anywhere.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents the
Weekend
in Geek.
Hey, this is Aaron Duran of geekinthecity.com, and this is the, this is the special weekend edition of the Week in Geek. Yeah, that's the ticket. The weekend edition.
It's time to quit jammering.
It looks like 2007 is turning out to be a double whammy of a year at the theaters, with not only geeks, but Gen Xers taking a hit in the wallets. First we get Spider-Man 3, then we get Transformers the movie, and with the trailer debuting at Comic-Con this year, we also get to see the return of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Looks like it's time for Rob Van Winkle to dust off his Word to Your Mother jacket. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go Ninja.
Crazy fool.
Good news, Rick. The Gilmore Girls have been renewed for one more season. Except that Alexis Bledel and Heather Graham refused to sign their contracts and said they'll never do that show again.
I don't think so, sucker!
And finally, this week in Portland, starting today, the Clinton Street Theater is showing a double feature of Repo Man and Scarface. Learn more at ClintonStreetTheater.com.
Shut up, boo!
I'm Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com, reminding you that even rolling a one can't keep a good geek down.
Go Ninja! Go Ninja! Go Ninja!
Weekend
in Geek, only from the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Come on now.
All right, so Rick Emerson Show. Hey, Rick, tell Tim that per deadoralive.com, Richard Dawson is alive. Alive, I say. Alive! Let's go to your personal savior, Tim Riley's right there at that thing we call the City Desk.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. There are 20 dead in France. Sweltering from this heat wave, the French have a terrible time trying to stay alive in the winter, summertime.
It's just they're weak.
Well, 15,000 of these French people were killed in 2003. So that's far away. Well, this is the latest tote port anyway. 20 dead from the heat. And there's been one guy in Spain. Now, they're a hardy group of people. They once took over most of the world and the Indians and everything. So you very seldom hear about a Spanish person dying of anything. But one died working in a greenhouse in Spain from the heat.
Here's why I don't have any sympathy for an average person who dies from the heat. There's a couple different ways to die. One way, let's say you sit in your house and somebody shoots a cannon through your window and it hits you in the face. You cannot be reasonably expected to have seen that coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking down the street, a car jumps the curb and smashes into a fine hummus-like paste against a wall. In no way could you have anticipated that. It does not go from 65 degrees to 110 degrees in 30 seconds. That's a thing that happens over time, gradually. You realize it's becoming hotter. Goddamn showers right over there. Go get in it. Hey, let me ask you this. Speaking of showers and hot things.
The French don't take showers or baths.
They just live in greenhouses. Just fermenting all day long in case Americans show up. Let us all smell of cheese. Have you guys noticed this? And now this is an awkward question. But, Sarah, have you noticed this? Have you noticed, and this is no delicate way to put this, that the toilets around here, and I'm talking the sit-down variety now, that the sit-down toilets here at CBS Radio flush hot?
No.
Okay. You haven't noticed that?
No.
All right. Because
you're sitting on the toilet when you flush it?
I'm saying, well, sometimes.
I don't understand.
What's to understand? It's...
I was always taught to stand up before flushing when I was a child.
Okay, but...
So you just are hanging out there and you're flushing it?
just to amuse myself.
Nobody knows that the water's hot. And except for you, freak boy.
That's not true. Angelique, who works in documents, brought it up to me last night. I thought I was the only one. I swear to God, I'm sitting in my office, Angelique.
What led to this conversation?
Because you're talking about it's hot.
Oh, I see.
And then I was talking about there's the shower over there.
Mm-hmm. You're right, this is an awkward conversation.
I'm sitting in my office last night. Angelique did her business card. She walks by my office. She's like, Rick, have you ever noticed that the toilets flush hot around here? I'm like, I thought I was the only one. She claims that actually in the women's bathroom, sometimes she will stand up. She's like, I'm standing up, leaving, flushing the toilet. She says it is actually the water that comes out into the toilet is so hot that it will actually steam, that it actually will steam at some point. And you know what? In the men's, I can tell you for a fact, in the men's bathroom, sometimes you flush the toilet and it is like full on like hot water. Okay, fine.
This is way too much information.
You are so weird.
Okay. Are we done?
We haven't even started.
Well, let's do this quickly so we can move along to more toilet stories.
we got to get CJ, and we got to do the top five.
Well, Ashley Simpson's unloading her $6 million house. People reports the 21-year-old has placed the Encino Sprint on the market less than a year after moving in. It has a 1,300-square-foot closet and view of the mountains, the city, and her parents.
Mountains.
Also, hot toilet water.
Here's all the rage.
Guys, shut up. I swear to God, it's true.
I just can't believe you admitted that you get close enough to the toilet water when you're flushing it that you know it's hot. It's
I'm weird. Saying even if you're not sitting, you flush it, you can feel the heat.
You can
feel the... Feel the heat. No, you can feel the heat coming off the toilet.
I couldn't tell you. I'm a newsman. I have no bodily function.
It's a Barbie doll.
Nothing where I could speak of could possibly talk this.
Tim just has a smooth plastic body. All right, are we done with the news?
I don't think I could add any more to this. No. I mean, it's just senseless to keep going.
All right. Hold on. What happens if I pick this up and hit zero? Do I get Carol?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Well, I guess that's a no. Let's try this line. Oh, wait. Nope. Wait. Oh, damn.
Why?
I'm gonna have Angelique verify that this is, that I'm not making this up.
I believe you.
You don't.
Yes, I
you
do.
You don't.
I just think it's
you
weird
must believe
that you're bringing
me.
It up.
Hey, Carol? Carol?
To place a call, press 1.
Okay. Nothing works here.
He just destroyed the phones. Dennis Pitzenbarger is here from the Portland Tribune. Dennis, how are you, sir? What is that? Wait, I don't have any... Do we have a sounder for Dennis? Wait, hold on. Let me just play a sounder. Oh, let me just play a sound. No, a sounder for Dennis.
I think I did it again.
I was just wondering...
Hold on. I like a Dennis trying to speak. Shut your hole! It's the Britney sounder.
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was just curious if you had an abnormally large toilet that... I have two things. One, I normally stand up while I urinate. Would be my first one.
Okay, Eve, I'm saying... I was saying it was the sit-down toilet.
Okay. Then let me ask you this. I mean, is it...
Why are you sitting there when you... Is it like a...
Is it an abnormally large toilet? Do you sit... Does your butt sink down into the bowl area?
Yes.
And who reaches around and flushes while they're sitting there?
Reaches around.
Well, he might be looking for some place to get a cool, fresh breeze from water.
And it's not, though. It's hot. It's hot water. The toilets here flush with hot water sometimes.
I hear
only sometimes, though.
That could be in Europe. It could be like a butt sauna. Or no, that would be
let's not... Okay, let's end that now.
All right. Anyway.
Let's back up off that offer.
I'm half gone.
Why are you even here?
I don't know. I told you I wanted to come in Friday instead of Tuesday.
But I assumed there was some reason.
I'm going to Vegas.
All right.
I wanted to be your friend. I like being around you.
You know who you need to be better
Oh, my God.
With?
He's turning into Byron Beck.
You amuse me. I will not grope you.
He's beckoning me right here.
Dennis, you have to say, we hung out with Brad the other night, and he misses you.
Brad? Mm-hmm. I know.
Brad was noting that you become...
You become boring and old.
Yes.
Well...
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say he's transformed into a more mature individual that doesn't partake in Brad's foolishness. But yes, old and boring would also describe you.
Well, as Brad will soon find out, as his very fertile, beautiful young wife will tell him...
I'm sorry?
There is...
Is there something we need to know?
No. There's no news.
I think
for
I was having drinks
report.
With her the other night.
Oh. I'm just saying. No.
We were just doing heroin yesterday.
Yeah.
Not really.
He should enjoy it because as he increasingly comes closer and closer to the big 5-0, my children would be in high school when he's 60 and playing catch with them by the tricycle.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know,
sorry, old man slap fight.
Yes. It's hard because...
No, he just misses you. That's all.
Well, and the thing is, I have a child now. There's things I have to do. I'm trying to get a TV show off the ground.
Do you have air conditioning?
Yes, I
do. Okay, well, there you go. So you're one up on Scott Dower.
And it is on 24/7. I don't think it's been off for like a week.
Oh, no. The only thing I do is at my house, because I live in Southeast where they don't care about us. And so I have two air conditioners. I have one in the living room and one in the bedroom. And I can't run them both because it'll kick the power off. And so I run the one in the living room all day, and then about 9 o'clock at night I turn it off, and I turn the one in the in the bedroom on, and the living room will stay cool long enough for the bedroom to get cold, and then by that, so it's like I never have to be anyplace hot. So by the time I walk into the bedroom, it's like a nice 71 degrees. It's fantastic.
See, what we just do the fan thing where we have the one conditioner, the fans on the ground, push the cold air all over the house.
Yeah, right. You know, the best part is that guy in the TriMet bus is still in the sun listening to us talk about air conditioning.
What about the guy with the knife? Wasn't there a sword wielding
Aaron
nutcase?
Saw a homeless man wielding a Klingon sword downtown today.
That is incredible.
And
that
there
is...
was another guy I saw, a homeless man in wool pants getting on the bus for Gresham. Everyone has gone crazy today. This is like one of those, you know, because every couple years a movie comes out and it does two things. Takes place in New York on the hottest day of the year. Kids takes place in New York on the hottest day of the year. Mm-hmm. Summer of Sam takes place on the hottest day of the year in New York. Do the Right Thing takes place on the hottest day of the year in New York. That is a well-known, tried and true tradition. So
every bad pilot starts with.
Yeah. Here's what we got to do. Let's see. We've got to do...
Top five.
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Have you done the top five yet?
Shut your head about what I've done. Listen to this. This guy Paul called. Paul, who he couldn't stay on the phone, works for pest control. He's spending the day in attics where it is 40 degrees hotter than outside. I want that guy to call us from an attic where it's 140 degrees.
I have no sympathy for any of these people. When I did Body and Paint, I used to wear
That's
a rubber...
That's Dennis Pitchenbarger who's saying that, by the way.
I used to wear a rubber suit inside a... Listen, when you paint cars, you had to wear a rubber suit
I'm
inside...
I'm picturing Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun, like in a full-body condom.
Rubber suit inside a metal box inside a brick building with 140-degree air blowing in to...
Were you a magician's assistant or something?
No, I painted cars. Okay. When you paint cars, that's what you do. It is not that hot outside.
Hey, Scotty. Wait, hold on. Let me summon out of the
too many OBGYNs.
Oh no, damn it.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Hi, Scotty. How are you? That's so handy.
I know, it really is.
I wonder if I called him at home and played it over the phone if he would arrive here. Scotty, how are you, sir?
Good.
All right.
Scotty, thank you so much.
You just still turn the microphone a little bit there.
Wait, can I thank him first of all? Thank you for filling the meter all day for me.
It's not that hot outside. Really. Okay. Walking 3 blocks to your car, it's no big deal.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. I've got some other things I need done. My dry cleaning needs to be picked up. Let me ask you this. We got a 4-minute break, right?
Yep.
So it is effectively, let's assume now it's already 2:47. We have time for either the top five or CJ the vegan. Choose and perish.
I think you should do the top five because it's 103 degrees outside today.
Isn't it going to be that same heat on Monday, though?
It's going to drop to like mid-90s, I think.
Oh, that's what I heard, too.
The weekend.
I heard by the time it hits Monday, it'll be lower. So it's up to you.
Because CJ the vegan, who was supposed to call in today, and we were going to call him out on being a sissy, I don't have time to call in, but I have time to leave you this long, whiny, profane voicemail. We have that. Here's why I'm almost tempted to play that instead of the top five. Now, don't get me wrong. Your top five is really good. I'm looking at the songs. It's fantastic. But the top five is so good. Lately, the top fives have been really great, but we've been having to squeeze them in. And
yeah, let's not rush that.
We only have like 10 seconds of a song, and it's like some cool AC/DC song. You have to cut it off. And plus, here's the thing. We got like 5 meat eaters. We've got Sport Fight 17 booked. I mean, it's done. It's August 5th. Like 8,000 people in the Rose Garden. We have everything but a boxing vegan. And that sounds like a joke, but we have the meat eater. We just don't have a vegan.
I will stomp that vegan ass.
We do not have a shortage of guys to fight the vegan.
Oh, okay.
We have a shortage of vegan. Because the guy who started the whole thing, CJ, who called the show and wanted to beat me up because he's a vegan and I'm a meat eater, as soon as he found out it was like some random guy from the audience, he backed out. So do you, we should play
that.
Because here's the thing. If we don't have, and I hate to say this, but if we don't have another vegan by, like, I would say the absolute final cutoff is Monday, which is sad that we won't be able to do it. We won't be able to have the event. And, I mean, it's how cool is that? Vegan versus carnivore at Sport Fight, which is our follow-up to City versus Suburbs. If we don't have a vegan by the end of Monday, and that's even stretching it, because we really said it had to be today.
Right.
All right, so we should play. Well, let me play. And you've cleaned this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. No pressure. This is now cleaned up.
Times.
All right. So this is CJ the vegan, and he left this on what, your cell phone?
Yes.
All right. So I'm just going to play. This is our message from CJ the vegan, who called me out, and then as soon as we found out that it wasn't going to be me, that he backed away and no longer has faith in his vegan fighting ability.
Hey, what's going on, Scotty J? I tried to call you right back. I remembered that we're going to be out of town at a reggae festival tomorrow.
At a reggae festival.
I want to clear the air as to what transpired here. Rick has flipped the whole situation here and acted like I backed out of it, where initially the initial agreement was that I was going to fight him. If I lost, I was going to be his little studio bitch, clean his studio, eat a hamburger, and if he lost, I was going to get a PSP.
Well, see, he's making that part up.
That's, you know, we've talked about this for a week or so under the impression that we were going to fight, him and I. Have a meeting with these guys.
At no point was that the
and
case.
They're trying to, all of a sudden, you know, the meeting was the
I told them I was
fight. I get down there, I don't know if they had some code to see if I looked, you know, bigger than Rick something, but all of a sudden he's talking about how I'm going to fight somebody else, and his little manorexic metrosexual going to be involved.
Oh! Manorexic.
And then they're trying to talk like I get a free gym membership. Man, I make $20 an hour landscaping. I don't need a free gym membership. I can go up to 24-hour fitness and, you know, get a 3-month trial membership for seeming interest. So,
you missed the part where he said he's at a reggae festival this weekend.
Bitch, and he's backed out of it and, you know, totally belittled me on his radio station in the meantime and acted like this was all
is
my
he weeping?
Doing. I didn't want to fight, you know.
Who hasn't been belittled? You're talking to Scotty J here.
The original agreement that we had, I'd be more than happy to do that, but, you know, he's backing out and trying to get somebody else to step in for his place. He was the one who was talking.
End of message.
All right, I was abruptly cut off earlier, so.
So we get more. Great.
You know, Rick's the guy making the generalizations and the blanket statements about vegans, and I'm just trying to get a little publicity and defend people with my same lifestyle. You know, Rick and I are the same weight class. I'm a little older, and he has a height and reach advantage, and he has a good shot of beating my some reason.
Yeah, I'm a real fighter.
A little bitch and duck out, try to find somebody else to fight his battles. When he was the one who was smack talking, you know, not his audience, instead of backing up his talk, he's gonna hide behind his little microphone and be an instigator.
Are you kidding me?
On our
this is the
deal.
Way to get back on our good
you
side.
Know, I got the beef with Tricky Ricky, not his listeners.
Tricky
and
Ricky.
If I want to fight some random person, I go to Barracuda's on
Fantastic.
Saturday night. You know, Rick bowed out of this and is trying to validate his actions to his listeners and to himself by perpetrating me and portraying me as a bad guy.
By perpetrating
me. No, this was to be our fight. BJ versus vegan, not carnivore listener versus me.
What versus
the
vegan?
The funny thing is my girl and I went to the DVD Game Exchange 4th of July party and everybody was like, heard your bark from Rick Emerson. We're all coming to watch. This is going to be so tight. I can't wait to tell him that you out and pulled some grade school. They're trying to get somebody else to fight your battles for you. And you just know this. Every time you go in there to get your little Wham! Live in China CD or your Queer Eye Mindset, those employees are going to be laughing and get your little knowing you're a little girl who needs other people to fight for you.
Yes.
So if you grow some balls and want to honor our initial intention, you call me. But if not, you can talk all you want about me. But you know, me and some key select people, and you and
some
your
what people
should have gone down.
Key
you know,
slut?
With just me and you. And you have my permission to quote this on the air, but I'm sure you want to suppress the truth, so you don't look like such a little
yes, me and Carl
if you
Rove.
Want to fight, if you don't want to fight, you know, don't bother calling me, because I'm a busy guy.
End of message. 7.
And there you go. His key slut people?
No. Key select.
Key select
what
people.
That?
What is that? What does he have? He has a posse?
That, it must be
his entourage?
His peeps, I guess.
I can speak to his management. All right, so there you go. So there you go.
Does this guy, the vegan. Does this guy have a clue of the fact that if he was to actually show his face at a listener event, he would be, like, blanket partied before he even
had a chance? Well, seriously, and I mean, it's like, and Sarah wasn't here for this. Sarah was in New York for the initial call, where he was like, I want to beat your ass, and I'll fight you. And I think my whole thing was like, well, yeah, okay, I have to go now. Thanks a whole lot. But, so there you go. I don't know where he's getting the thing about I offered him a PSP. That's called making things up, is what that is. So
no, but he was honest because we had initially wanted you to box.
Yeah, but who seriously thought that was going to happen?
I didn't.
Who has ever seen me in person? Who has ever seen me in the flesh and gone, that's a guy that I can eat my manorexic metrosexual
that's
ass.
That's awesome. That means that... He's calling you skinny, right?
The best part of being manorexic metrosexual is it implies that I might somehow be attractive to women. So there you go. I'll take that. But who has ever met me in person and gone, you know what? That's a guy I can easily see in a boxing ring fighting it out full-on martial arts style with somebody else. I am in fear of Rick Emerson because of his muscular chiseled physique. I walk gently around him. Well, if we have time, we'll get a few calls about this. People are calling about CJ the Vegan. There you go. It's 503-733-2970 here with Dennis Pitzenbarger. We'll come back after this. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. Don't go anywhere. We have time to wrap it up after this. All right. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. Speaking of which, you're still going to go back and listen to that Don and Mike segment where they were talking about us. Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11. Don't forget, the Timnasium. Tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Tim Savage from our sister station KUFO. The Timnasium, or as our voice guy Max said in his session this week, Timnasium. So that is 4 to 6 tomorrow. It is, man, it is so high energy you'll sweat just listening to it. So there you go. All these vegan hippies. Here's the thing about the vegan really quickly. We'll talk more about this on Monday. But the problem with the vegan, look, it's not like I wasn't talking smack, as clearly I was. And it's not like I can't ever fight my own battles, because I can. But it sounds to me, first of all, he's a guy who's bigger than I am who spends his whole day doing manual labor. I'm a guy sitting my ass in a studio becoming ever more spindly. So it doesn't really sound to me like he wants to fight a meat eater. It sounds to me like he wants to fight a guy that he knows he can beat from the beginning. So that doesn't really sound like a guy who's confident in his vegan fighting abilities. That sounds like a guy who wants to fight another guy who's smaller than he is.
Specifically you.
Yeah, he specifically wants to fight me, which seems to violate the whole spirit of the thing. Because his point wasn't that he could beat my ass, which... there are 5-year-olds who could beat my... Sarah could beat my ass. She probably has. It sounds to me like he wants to fight a guy who is smaller than he is and who is undertrained, which doesn't really sound like a lot of confidence in one's ability as a vegan. That's just my take on it. Todd says, you can hear the fear in the vegan's voice. It sounds like he is on the verge of tears, Rick. Let's quickly get... let's see, a couple of these. Hello, Ethan. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, Rick. First off, I like how his message turns from talking to Scotty J. in talking to you directly.
Seriously. And the best part is that he's talking to Scotty J, and the vegan is complaining about being made fun of, and he's complaining about it to the single most ridiculed person within 10 square miles, who is Scotty J himself. Yeah.
And I was listening when he originally called in.
Uh-huh.
There's no way in hell that you ever agreed to personally step in and fight him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, anyway, thanks, man.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it. All right, there you go. And let's quickly get Ryan. Ryan, hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I just wanted to back you up on the hot toilet water.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
Taco Bell at 50th and Powell.
Yeah.
The water was so hot.
Naming out particular places.
It was simmering.
That's genius. Oh, that's the best call we've ever had. Ryan, thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you. That's Ryan.
Hot toilet water simmering. Watch.
let's welcome Chris, the mailman. Mailman Chris, how are you, sir?
Not too bad.
All right. Now, you are in charge of tracking my what I get to and what I don't on the show. What have we got?
Well, out of 9 items, you left 3 off, unfortunately.
What did I leave off?
The Britney watch.
Uh-huh.
The Whitney watch.
Uh-huh.
And the top 5.
All right. So that's 3 extra points. That's 17?
17 as of today.
That is now 17 push-ups I owe. Maybe if I do all those, then I'll be in shape to fight the vegan. All right. Thank you, Chris.
No problem.
Is it hot out there?
Oh, it's hot out here. Is it hot in there?
Thank you. There you go. That's Chris. Oh, let's go out on that. I can't top it. All right, Dennis, plug, whore.
Oh, September 24th, The Fuel Show.
Slut.
The new CW media whore.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, my
What in the hell
Lord.
Was that?
I just was so excited about it.
Jesus, what the... Okay. We're leaving now. The Rick Emerson Show.
I'm hot.
Okay, stop. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. Good Christ. We want to thank Jeff Dunham performing tonight at the Aladdin. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We want to thank Scott Daly from Phil Beaver Radio and Dennis Pitzenberger.
Why do I come here?
I don't know. But I think we're going to solve that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Dennis Pitzenberger. All right. Let's see. The Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM970 Solid State Radio, News Director Tim Riley, and Scotty J. So much more than an intern, manager of Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. We'll be back Monday at noon. Listen to the Gymnasium tomorrow, 4 to 6. Thank you all for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. See you soon. Bye.